Hi, this is Ben.
Hi, Adam. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just asked to call you because I understand that you're opening up a new business, or you already have a new business in Spring, Texas for a pool service.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know what your timeline is, but he put in here that, you know, you might be waiting a couple months, but if there was good pricing, you might move on it sooner. So I don't know if I could do it or not, but if you think that you'd like to get it started, I can approach the vice president of the company because they did have a little promotion going on for Labor Day where anybody that had multiple locations, they would get the second or the third and whatnot for $249 month to month. And then the setup fee on those was only $49. So if
that
I could get...
I think that would probably work. Yeah.
Yeah, because that'll save you $100 right away. And that, yeah, the other one was $398 initially plus $299 monthly. So this one would be $298 initially if I could get that approved, and then $249 monthly. So you'd save.
And the the $298 would include the first month. Is that right?
Yeah, that would include the first month and that $49 setup fee.
That sounds like a good price. Yeah, and I'd be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, you'll love it just like you are. It's funny that you have two different businesses in two different parts of the country. That's good. You must be quite the entrepreneur, huh?
Oh, well, I'm more of an employee or management at the first one. And then, I don't know, moving out here with the girlfriend, she's like, you already run the fucking business. Let's just get your own business going. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, totally. So,
oh, smart. I see.
Yeah, over here, kind of off the funds of the first one. And then, but you guys, you know, really the last, I'd say, you know, the thing that made me come to you is that Splash Pools, we don't get a ton of shotcrete leads from you guys, but I get a ton of people calling about building pools, which is, made me realize that, man, if you guys could dial in getting pools out here, that would pay for itself quickly, I think. Because probably twice a week I have a homeowner call trying to get us to build a pool in California, and you know, we just can't.
You're running is the one in California, but the one that's going to be your own business is the one in Spring, Texas, or do I have that vice versa?
No, that's correct.
That's correct. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. No, that's really good thoughts there to, you know, get that pool business up and running, because you'll get a lot of calls from that, especially in that area. So
yeah.
Do you have anything set up for that business as of yet, like phone number or address or a website or Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, I have all of that.
Good.
The Instagram and Facebook is actually, I don't have a Facebook yet, but the Instagram's up. And I don't have much content on it yet. That's the only reason I was going to pause, is because I'd love to just have like three or four jobs worth of pictures that I can be posting and having up, and just make it look a little, I don't want it to look scammy. And right now it's just, I haven't done much work out here yet. So, you know, but,
we'll create the website, we'll create the Facebook for you since you don't have one. But we could put stock photos up on it initially, just so that everything launches and gets up and running. And then what?
I have a website built already too. Is that?
Oh, what's the web address?
Tesoropools.com.
Tesoropools.com. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, but I'm totally open to flushing it out because. Like I said, I kind of just threw it up, and as I got more stuff, I was going to flush it out and then contact you guys. But it's just kind of a landing page, you know, to get them to call.
Yeah.
But
no, I think it's good, because in this day and age, you need the minimum of at least a site. So you have that. You're ahead of the game there, right? So what we'll do is we'll attach the site to all of the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that now your site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Because, you know, if not, it's like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you from it if they can't find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, sounds good. And then once that starts to get traction, you'd say try and flush it out a little bit more. But for now, I mean, no one's coming.
Yeah, once you start getting content, you can kind of, you know, put your own stuff on there. But for now, this is fine. This is pretty much all you need for now. As long as people can see that you're a credible business and you have a valid website, that always will help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Great. So, Adam, is this the business phone number, the one that's on the site, the 346-413-0035?
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm going to set it up on a whole new profile just so that the profiles don't conflict with one another. But I did already send out the request to make sure that I can get that pricing approved. So we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I'll probably get a response within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I'm waiting, what would be a new email address that we could send you a confirmation for this one?
Adam@tesoropools.com.
Adam@tesoropools.com. Okay. And then, it didn't stick. Let me put it in again. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own.
And sorry, just so you're sure, I heard you say pool service company, but, and you're aware it's pool building, right?
Pool building. Okay. I wasn't aware, but I figured as you talked to me and you said that people are trying to hire you to install pools, I kind of figured that it was. But I'm going to create an appointment for one of the technicians to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So they'll absolutely make sure that you're in the pool installation categories as opposed to service. You know, because that's the last thing you want is for someone to call you for like a maintenance on a pool if all you're doing is installing them. You know what I mean?
Right. And here's one more question is I kind of have a business plan that's two parts right now. Mm-hmm. And so firstly, I'd really like to focus on resurfacing and remodeling because I'm still learning the subcontractors out here. So, you know, as I'm learning to work with them, the chance of a mistake goes up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so a resurface or a remodel, it's super easy. As far as, you know, there's not many issues. And that gets me to meet all my subs, kind of more safely, I would say. That being
Makes
said,
sense.
Are we able to start by, maybe you can market both building and remodeling at the same time. Might as well market both, huh? And then I can just turn down the building leads for a short time and say I'm too busy right now. But
I would say yes, just because that's the direction that you're going to go in eventually, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Remember, you're not married to the keywords. So if you feel more comfortable just initially putting it under the resurfacing and the remodeling, and then when you feel you have all your ducks in a row and you're very comfortable to start promoting the installation, it's just a quick fix. You just call us up or you send us an email and say, hey, I want to start putting in the keywords for the installation.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. See, yeah, it's not like you have to just stick with it the way it's set up initially. You can always change that, and that's all free of charge. It's included in the package.
Okay, great. Okay, so,
okay, and then,
so I can redirect at any time pretty much.
Absolutely, yeah, and the same goes for the other business. You can always call in and make updates, and that's all included as well.
Cool.
So for the Tesoro Pools, what's the business address?
6 East Stony Bridge Circle, The Woodlands, or Spring, 77381. Sometimes it depends if you're on Google or Apple or whatever, but it'll
say 6 East Stony Bridge
Circle.
It didn't pull it up, but let me put in an E instead of the East and see if it'll pull up. I just want to see.
Oh, Stony.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. It's Spring. It's pulling up Spring, but it's either or, right? Spring or the Woodlands.
Yeah, they're pretty much.
77381.
Yeah, that's right.
It is? Okay, perfect. So give me a second here, Adam, because my light is blinking, which means I'm getting a response. I want to see if they'll do that Labor Day special for you. Oh, good. He said he'll approve it. He said, go ahead and enroll this client with that Labor Day special. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that's so great. So last question. I know I already asked you, but I put it in and I hit a button and it erased. Give me the email one more time.
It's adam@tesoropools.com.
That's what I thought. You can't get easier than that. And then it erased on me. So sorry about that.
No worries.
Adam, okay.
What do you think of that name? Do you think, I mean, it's too late now, but funny, my foreman goes, man, it's a bunch of white people out in Houston. They're not going to understand. Yep.
Well, I mean, not only. I've been to Houston, and you know what I mean?
I was like, dude, it's super diverse here. I don't know what you're talking about. But
that's what I thought, too, yeah. So, yeah, I would just say, stick with it that way because right now you have it under Tesoro Pools and you can use that for branding and everything. But if you ever change the business name down the road, that's also a quick fix with us. You just let us know and then we update it on all the listings that we've created, you know? But I don't think it would prevent you in any way, shape or form because my thought, and I've been with this company for 12 years, is when a potential client sees you on the first page of Google, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than, you know, if they're comfortable with the business name or not. I've seen some crazy business names where I thought, oh, no one's going to call that, and they still get a ton of traffic because we're promoting them on the first page and they're in that spotlight position. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't, like, really jump the gun and make any drastic changes yet, but if you ever decide to, you can absolutely let us know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card, but you know what? The credit card is in the mail, supposed to be here in a few days. Can I just switch it? Can I link it to my personal for right now and then I'll switch it out?
Yep, a lot of people do that, Adam, because you can change the billing at any time.
Perfect. So I'll add you to the list of people I need to switch over. You ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. It's 4465.
Uh-huh.
4004.
Okay.
2513.
Mm-hmm.
4923.
4923. Okay, expiration?
Expiration 0327.
And the code?
869.
869. Now, is it the same billing address on the Stony Bridge Circle, or is it a PO box?
No.
Okay.
No, this one's technically still linked to my California residence. It's 93 Via Cuidado, Rancho Santa Margarita, RSM 92688.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm going to do, Adam, is I'll go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create that appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over the keywords, the service area, and getting you set up. So what this says, and some of it's a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me, but it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tesoro Pools.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Adam President, Adam Wesley.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You also are authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 21st, in the reduced promotional rate of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm looking at the calendar. I'm sure you recall a little bit from setting up the first profile, but that client interview typically takes maybe 20, 30 minutes. So let me see. You're on Central Time right now because you're actually in Texas, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let's see what's available Central Time. We have a 12 noon, a 1 p.m., or a 4 p.m.
Is that today?
Yes, and that's your time.
Let's do, you said 1 p.m., right?
Yes, there's a 1 p.m. So I'm going to block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Central. And that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're calling you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, do you get text messages on that 346 number?
I do, yeah.
Okay. You should have received a text from us right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, got him.
Okay. Just go in there and open up that one and click on the link in there to accept the subscription terms. I want to make sure that your pricing gets locked in. So don't worry about the username and password or anything like that. That will be sent to you after the client interview. But again, my main thing is just making sure that this pricing gets locked in. So if you recall, you'll just click on the link and scroll all the way to the bottom. There is a little box that you have to check that shows that you're authorized. And then you just plug in your name and hit confirm signature. And then once you do that, that's going to prompt you and say, you know, what is your username and password? And again, you don't have to worry about that right now, but that's your little sign that it went through fine.
And I have a question. Are we able to not do the Facebook ads but keep the local bundle?
You can, but I would suggest to maybe initially just have them included because if you remember with the other profile, first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days, but the Facebook ads can get up and running a lot quicker. So I would say in the interim, just keep them on there because there's going to be a benefit for you right away to have them. But in the future, if you ever want to remove them, you can absolutely do that.
Okay. Okay. I might have a big plate remove them, but I'll, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. And yeah, if you ever want to do that, you can. And then, lastly, when you get your username and password, you can go into the dashboard and click on billing at the top. And you can go in and update it with your business card on your end if you like. If it's easier, of course, just call us and we'll update it for you. But you can also update the card on your end, okay?
Great. And how, sorry, am I supposed to sign into the Local Splash now or I?
Nope. If it's saying username and password, that's just a little sign to you that the e-signature went through. So you're all good to go there. That username and password, we say it's usually sent, you know, within 7 days, but you'll get it shortly after your client interview, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam. I'm so glad that it worked out for you and much success to your business in Texas.
You know, I've been getting phone calls from homeowners the last 30 days or so that were just like
so
build,
cool.
build, 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 build. And so
Yeah, and you're like, why can't I be
out here? Yeah.
Yeah, doing that in California, then it would be golden for you, right? Because you're already getting the calls.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you thought about outsourcing it or something? Maybe, you know, getting in contact with a pool builder in California and say, hey.
Oh, I'm doing some old switcheroos right now, I'll be honest. But,
There you go. I was going to say, that's smart. Yeah.
We can make our money back a little bit. Yeah, great. I'm super excited. And I think, I wish I didn't spend money on Angie's leads now, but that's all right. We'll just try and get a couple places going at the same time. So.
Well, I think those Angie's leads, you can pause them, you know, here and there.
I paused them. You know, I paused them and everybody else says they're good, but I should have just went straight to you guys because it's just a longer lasting, better value, I think, than Angie's leads. Because a lot of the leads are pretty weak. I'm competing. You know, it'll carry me through the first few months, I think, though.
Yeah, in the event that you get a bogus lead or one that's in an incorrect category or someone calling you for employment and it's not even a lead or something like that, they'll charge you for it anyway, but they are pretty good at crediting you back if you notify
them.
Since you're new with them, I'll let you know we deal with a lot of their clients. Some people tell me that type of stuff happens so frequently that it's hard to manage, though, you know. But hopefully in your situation, it's just a one or two off situation where, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, constant managing
Some people like build a business off of Angie's leads. Is that right? Have you heard that experience before? Or is it mostly bad experience?
I don't hear a lot of people that get a lot of paid work off of Angie leads, and the ones that do, they tell me the reason they got the job is that they had to minimize their rates lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers. And I think that happens because Angie will sell that lead to you and then to everybody else out there. So, you know, you're competing against a couple of other companies.
Well, the deal I had was if I don't close the first 10, they'll full rebate me, so.
Oh, yay. Yeah, you know, I hear they're doing some promotions here and there, so I would keep it going because let's say that you get a complete remodel from them, that's going to pay for their service, you know,
for
you to continue for another month or so anyway, you know. So
That's the hard part is you close one deal and you paid for 4 months of it, you know.
With them for 4 months already or –
No. But what I'm saying is like when the profit margin for pool remodels is $7,500, it's like, man, I could pay for 100 leads like that, you know? It's just hard to balance in your head, like what's worth it and what's not. But anyway, love your guys' stuff. So I'm excited
I'm excited for you too. Yep. And then just on a personal note, what got you to move from California to Texas? That's a big move. Are you from
I wanted to move out of California kind of since I was a kid, and I did a road trip from San Clemente area to Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
I met a girl in Houston. Yeah.
No way. So you met her on your way to Ontario in Houston, or you met her in Ontario?
You know, it's funny. Right before I left, like 2 weeks before, my buddy was getting married and they had a mixed bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And my buddy's sister was invited to come out as one of the bridesmaids or whatever. And she's like, I don't know any of your friends. Can I bring my friend? Yeah. And so it's my buddy's sister's friend that we met in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. And so.
That's awesome. You guys are going to have to share that at your wedding one day.
We changed up the details on who we're talking to, but
because you know what happens in Vegas, you know, you have to kind of keep it on the down low a little bit.
Yeah, the mother-in-law, it's definitely like an ice cream shop when I retell that, but yeah. All right. Right on.
You changed it to an ice cream. That's funny. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you and you're all good to go. They'll be calling you later to do the client interview. So if you need anything else, just call me. And if not, best of luck to your new business. Okay.
And can you remind me your name?
My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to reach me directly, you just plug in the 777, and that will ring directly to my desk. And then, of course, if you just had, you know, some type of an update or a billing question, you could hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you.
Great. And that's Fountain Valley, right?
Yep, we're in Fountain Valley. Right. Exactly.
Right.
You remember
well. Thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great week, too.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.